we find it difficult to really enter into the problems and difficulties of others until perhaps we've experienced the same sorts of difficulties. As a young, healthy chap, I had very little sympathy for people with bad backs until I got one. Then suddenly my whole perspective changed. And, you know, true empathy comes from it sharing the experience and entering into other people's sufferings. And so these Hebrews in Jerusalem needed to understand that the Messiah had to suffer. Israel's concept of the Messiah had always been that of a conquering hero, a Judas Maccabeus type of character who would come swinging his sword, getting rid of all their oppressors and establishing God's kingdom in that way. And they totally missed so many of the passages in the Old Testament which foretold the suffering of Messiah. And they still miss it, don't they? I mean, Isaiah 53, what do the Jews today do with Isaiah 53 and the suffering servant? And they apply it to themselves as a nation. Israel is the suffering servant and not the one who came as their Messiah. And so the Hebrew letter has to show that it was necessary that Jesus should come as one of us, sharing our trials and difficulties, our human nature, and triumph through the victory in that way. And so as we read yesterday in chapter 2 of Hebrews and verse 10, "For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering, so that he could become someone who could succour us." The last verse of chapter 2, which we finished with last night, "in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted." So from that starting point, we're going to move on now into chapter 3,